You were listening to Ladies POV with Yo Amika. Let's get this show started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ladies POV with Yo Amika. I am Mika, and she is
Yolanda.
And again, this is Ladies POV, powered by Anchor, Spotify. You can hear us on all streaming platforms, whichever you wish. We are there for your listening pleasure. Yolanda, how's it going?
Pretty good. Can't complain. You know, the weather has been trying to act right, so things have been going pretty well. How about yourself?
I can't complain. I mean, you know, like you said, the weather's been nice. It's been putting me in a good mood, and I'm just trying to fast forward to summer at this point.
You just came off the spring break to work, so
I did, and you know, now I'm like, okay, it's just time to fast forward to summertime and let the kids out and play.
right, how about that?
I'm just tired some days and I just can't deal, but you know, nonetheless, blessed to have a job. I will say, have to keep saying that because, you know, in these times, a lot of people have lost their jobs. So I am blessed to continue to have a job.
Absolutely.
So is that. But I can't wait for summer. And I'm even thinking about working this summer. I don't know. My mind's telling me, you know, yes, but my body is like, no, don't do it. So who knows? We'll see. I don't know. You know, I can always use the extra money. Ain't nothing wrong with getting a little extra coin here and there. And one other thing I'd like failed to mention to you before we started recording, but we're in our fourth season of Ladies Woo-hoo. POV. Woo-hoo. This is episode 60. Can you believe it?
I know. Doesn't seem like that long.
It does not. It does not seem like that long, but I can't believe it. I said, oh my God, we're in season four. Oh my God. But, you know, we still here. We still alive. We need y'all to listen, subscribe, and do all of that good stuff so we can continue and try to monetize off this thing. Y'all stop playing. We need to make some coins.
That's it.
A little bit of coins. You know,
doing our best to make it happen.
Exactly. Always. So just a bit of a rundown. You know, always something going on in sports. Always. Man. And so we're talking, you know, this week, this episode, we're going to be talking about Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
WNBA Paul Pierce. DMX, rest in peace. The verses with the Icy Brothers and Earth, Wind & Fire, and the Masked Singer. So, as y'all know, we talk sports, we talk music, we talk pop culture, we talk everything, anything, and everything that is on my mind. I'm getting tongue twisted here, because I'm just so excited to be talking about this stuff today. So.
Yeah.
Let's dive right on into this Deshaun Watson mess, Yolanda. I'm going to let you lead off with that.
Well, I mean, it's getting kind of crazy now because I think now, I mean, again, you know, a lot of people will say, you know, his character, you know, doesn't show that he would do anything out of the ordinary. So, I mean, I don't know if we talked before, but I mean, it was just like almost like the same number of massage therapists have come out to say that, you know, they've never had a problem, you know, because there are 22 cases against him now. So it's, you know, been brought, I guess the judge is saying that, you know, in order for these cases to go through, you're going to have to reveal the names of these women. Because that's just the whole thing. You know, they've been trying to stay anonymous this whole time. I think there has been one young lady who has come out and actually said, I think Miss Solis, she came out and, you know, spoke about, you know, her interactions with Deshaun. And it again, it just seems like, you know, Like Deshaun's like, well, hey, you know, I've never done anything that hasn't been consensual. So everything seems to be like it was consensual in the event that something did happen or occur. I just, you know, I don't know if it's, I don't know if it's getting worse or if it's getting better at this point. I mean, but it's just still like brewing there, you know.
It seems like this has been like, this has been ongoing. It's been what, a month, maybe a little more than a month now. And they've had all these women talk, you know, all these women coming out. And like you said, one lady has come out and said, but I mean, where are these other people? You know, I don't know. This is just, it's a tough situation, you know, to be in, but I don't know. Like, this just doesn't seem like him. But again, we don't know him personally. So we don't know what he is capable of or anything like that. But I don't know. It just all seems weird to me. Like I said, we don't know him personally. We don't know his personality, but I don't know. It just doesn't seem like him. He just seems like the quiet type. But then again, those are the ones you gotta watch. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, because the newest thing now is that of course, sponsorships. So sponsors have started to cut back. I think Nike suspended his suspended the contract that he had with him with
I
them.
Think so
you know, but it's crazy because, like I said, again, you know, like his defense team is really focused on getting the women to reveal their names and also proving that, hey, these encounters, had they happened, have been consensual. Whereas the prosecuting team seems to want to say, well, you know, names aren't important. These things have happened. We need to, get justice for these young ladies. So, and like I said, again, you know, a lot of the other, first of all, I think I'm floored that 18 have come out and spoken for him and 22 have come out and spoken against him. It seems, you know, almost an even number. First of all, that there's that many masseuses out there. Why don't you just use like a couple few in each place? you had to use
a handful of them on deck or something like two or three is fine. I mean, goodness.
Because by the numbers, that's like 40 different ones.
And I
understand that, you know, okay, because I'm thinking, okay, 16 games, at least four of those games are played against the same team twice. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So you're really sure what you have on, like, you know, you're only traveling maybe 8 of those games. So, you know, that's 8 cities plus your hometown. Do you need 40 different people? I mean, how come you just can't call the same girl up in the same spot?
That's what I'm saying. Or fly her out. Like, do what Rick Ross does. He has one masseuse that he travels with and she is on the payroll. I don't see what's wrong with that. Like, you can have maybe two of them on the payroll, fly them out if you need them that bad. Or does he have a fetish of massage therapist?
Maybe. I mean, that could be. I never really thought about that. Maybe you could have that fetish. I don't know, but you know, because
I didn't think about that either until just now.
Because then Allen Iverson used to fly out his young lady to do his hair, to do the cornrows and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. He was on the payroll. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you could keep somebody on the payroll. Like, there's nothing wrong with that, but. You have this many people coming out against you, and from what I'm reading right now on ProFootballTalk.com, I see that there is one girl who did say her name, and it's coming out, but she's one of, like you said, almost 40, so I don't know, Deshaun, I don't know what you got going on, bro, but I need you to get that together.
I don't think it's his side. I think it's the prosecuting side. It's the victims. It's, you know, this, you know, terrible situation. I think it's, you know, the ball is in their court. Look, like, because his defense team is like, well, we're ready. but we just need these women to say who they are so that we can, you know, try. I mean, because how fair is that?
That's true. That is true.
How fair is that? Because, first, if you think about it, just in general, you're going to put his character on display and, you know, for you to destroy, but you don't want to do it. You have to be willing to do that on both sides. You have to put your life up. You have to put your life up against his. So, you know, you don't want to investigate and see that, they've had these encounters with other people that they've, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Once you start doing that, then their case falls apart. If that's how it goes.
Uh-huh.
So I think that might be a reason why a lot of them probably won't come out. And then, you know, but like I said, it's just, this is really strange. It's just,
this is very strange.
So
very strange.
The saga continues. We're keeping up with it to see what else happens. I have to agree, like I said, with his defense team, you know, come on, ladies, you're bold enough to say, hey, this happened, put your name with it, get it out there. Let's get this situation taken care of. Because I think that's really what's going to keep it in limbo, with them not saying and for it to, you know, go forward. So.
And if you're not going to say anything, then you know what? The case needs to be dropped and y'all need to go on about your business and don't get yourself in that situation again. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. I agree. Fully agree.
You know, just stop looking at people for, you know, what they are or what they can do or what you can do for them to try to get, you know, gain some clout or notoriety or whatever the case is. If he did something to you and it's wrong, you know that it's wrong, come out and say something. I know that things are easier said than done, but, you know, the ball is in y'all's court right now.
I think so.
Hats off to the one young lady that did, you know, that did come out and say something.
Absolutely. But if it was, like I said, if it was that terrible, I would want everybody to know. And I just would want everybody to know. But once again, like, this is just the whole, again, the timing of this thing, him wanting to betray it. Again, the situation just seems very odd. I don't know.
It's odd, strange, fishy. It's a whole lot.
It's a whole lot.
A whole lot with that. But let's switch gears here.
To the next strange situation in sports.
Yeah.
Next strange situation.
Lord have mercy. What is going on with y'all? Because y'all are out here wilding. Y'all wilding and you putting your jobs on the line and stuff for some women. For some women, okay? Paul Pierce, y'all's homeboy. Paul Pierce, who I like, P squared. You know, he did a little bit of things here in Washington. I like Paul. But Paul Pierce, you made a dumbass mistake. I don't even know if it was a mistake. But why are you on Instagram Live with strippers and smoking weed? Okay. You know, weed is it's not taboo. You know, everybody smokes weed at some point, or, you know, you try it or whatever. If that's you, if that's what you want to do. Now, I'm not going to categorize everybody. But at the same time, you have these women on Instagram Live shaking ass.
But, you know, no. But you got, I don't know. You got to know who you work for. You got to know.
Yeah.
You just can't
work for a big corporation.
It thought people were going to be like, oh yeah, that's okay. Because you work for ESPN, whose parent company is Disney.
Exactly. When I first saw that, I was like, oh, this is not a good look for the children.
No, not for the children.
Not a good look. You can't do that.
You know, and there are probably young people who follow him. I mean, you know, not that, well, I don't know. Could be, you know, Paul Pierce, you know, pretty big, you know, name. I don't, girl, I was just.
Yeah, but that right there, Paul Pierce, really? Really?
Yeah, I was.
You want to have a little fun, but everything does not have to be for the internet. What made you go live?
He was on, he was smoking the weed. I don't know. It's kind of hilarious. I mean, because I'm not mad. Okay, I'm not really mad that he's doing that, you know, because you do what you do.
Exactly.
Exactly. Then, okay, I think what tripped me out, really tripped me out, was that, what was it, Monday? He goes into the office to talk to these people. Of course, they're going to fire him, of course. But then he also makes another video after he leaves, almost laughing. It's just like almost laughing at the fact that he got fired at this.
He got fired.
Just, I mean, I'm just like, this is, but I was like, what, did you get tired of working? Did you just find, like, whatever? I mean, you couldn't just resign. I mean, what happened?
Exactly. You were just like,
middle finger to the middle finger to ESPN and Disney. You know, what did you do? Because, I mean, seriously, what was your mind frame? It's funny to me. But on the bright side of this, though, well, I guess there's a bright side. Well, I don't know. There really wasn't a dark side to this, I don't think. But let's just say on the flip side.
Right.
Is it Cam Soda? I think that's what the name of it has given, has offered him a job to actually do an NBA analysis with strippers.
You know what? You know what, though? Listen. I'm not mad at it because...
I think people will watch. I think people will watch.
Watch, for sure. People will watch the men. Men and even women. Women will tune in, too. Listen. I will tune in. I'm not going to lie. I'll tune in to see what's going on. However you get your news, however you get your NBA analysis, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like the best of both worlds. You got women and weed, and then you got your NBA news. I mean, can you be mad at that?
No.
Not really. It's like, put the kids to bed. Put the kids in another room, because it's not for the kids. But there's a market for it. There's a market for it. So...
But then, okay, but isn't it, but then I was thinking too, isn't he married? I don't know. I mean, strippers are just strippers, I guess.
I don't know if he's married. I thought he was. Maybe he's going through some stuff. Maybe this is why he's doing what he's doing.
That could be.
No. The pandemic has shown that, you know, people are not staying together during these times. So he could be going through something with his wife and, you know, need a little relaxer.
Maybe. It could very well be. That's just crazy to me. He's got daughters. He's got...
See, that's the only thing. But, you know, you just... I don't know. I don't know. I don't have kids, but I'm always, you know, saying, like, you gotta be smart about what you're doing.
Yeah, but he just, he's very positive on his outlook, on his future outlook. So I, you know, I'm with it. I mean, you know, hey, do what you gotta do.
Yeah, so it looks like he does have a wife.
Okay.
He has a wife and three kids, two daughters, and a son.
I guess you do what you do. Like you said, maybe I needed a break. This is what I do. I wonder how
he was just man cave or something. I just don't know.
How you handle that? You got some daughters too. How do you handle this?
And I don't know how old the daughters are, but you know, again, How old are the kids? Okay. This is where it comes in. How old are the kids? Because everything that you do, obviously, You're doing it online. So this video is out here and it's going to be out here forever. However old the children are, if they are of age, or say if they're middle schoolers, oh, your daddy got fired from ESPN because my daddy said that he had strippers. You know what I'm saying? Like, my kids are.
Exactly.
My kids are. But even, your daddy ain't got no job now.
The point, too, is that even if it was, let's just say, even if it was, like, you know, I don't want to say just like quiet. I don't want to even say quietly on social media, but it's not just so. It's actually made the news. So
yes,
that's why it's even worse, because it's like news and social media, not just social media.
Yeah,
it's funny to me. Usually when people get afraid, like, oh my gosh, you know, like, what do they do? Oh my god, they said something. But this is just really funny. It's just really funny to me. It's comical. I can't even imagine this whole situation from him doing the IG thing to him getting fired. It's funny.
Oh my god! I mean,
it's really happening. You know, it's really happening. Yeah.
What is going on? Like, what is really going on? But you know what, Paul Pierce,
we're looking forward to see what you do next, buddy.
Exactly. We are looking forward to your next job, because who knows what it may entail, what it may involve. So we're here for it, and good luck.
Maybe you might even not work. Whatever. I mean, you made money. Good.
I hope you saved your.
I think so. I think he's been pretty smart with his.
Save your money and can get on with the children, the family, and all of that. Oh, Paul Pierce. I got a chuckle. I got a good chuckle out of that.
That was, I'm telling you, that whole thing.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious. That was crazy, man. So crazy. But, you know, switching gears to the women, to the ladies, the WNBA.
Who are not strippers. Mm-hmm.
Yes, who are not, they are far from strippers. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not going to be rude, but they are far from strippers.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, talk about WNBA, because the draft is coming up this Thursday.
Yeah. Season is upon us soon.
So 52 young ladies have opted in for the draft because the NCAA had granted all the winter sports students an additional year of eligibility. So even like if you were a senior, maybe you were going to grad school, you still had an opportunity to play because of the way that the college season was. So 52 young ladies have opted in.
Okay.
I think the last, I don't want to say the last six, because I think you had to, you had to do it, I think before April 1st, you had to do it. Oh, you know, make sure that all your information was into opt-in. But there's some pretty good names coming out for this season. So it will, I think, everybody's saying, you know, when reading different articles from different, you know, on different, you know, sites, some folks are saying, the majority of folks are saying that it's not going to be a very good draft, but I seem to think that there seem to be a lot of superstars come out every year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's no worse or better than the men's draft. You know,
right.
I mean, some pan out, some don't.
And I feel like who are the, what makes these analysts, well, I guess they, you know what, never mind. They get paid for their opinions, and that's what it is, their opinion.
Yeah, and they analyze, and I get it, but I think that this year there's some pretty pretty spectacular little girls that are that are coming out, not only little girls, but, you know, women, young women that are coming out to play. I mean, you know, to get drafted. And I think that it'll be, I think it'll be interesting. I really think it'll be interesting because Ari McDonald from Arizona, I think that little girl right there, she's like 5'6", so she's a little size-wise. but yeah, she's for the point guard there in Arizona. She is a feisty. I really like her. She kind of reminds me of Becky Hammond playing.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. Just kind of fat, like her or Teresa Witherspoon, you know, coming out. And I'm old school in WNBA, like because I remember, you know, of course watching when it first came around. And most everybody knows, you know, of course the more current players, but, you know, going back, that's who she kind of reminds me of. And Kiana Williams is coming out of Stanford as well. Great show at the championship. So that was pretty good too. Because Trinity Baptista, she's coming out of Arizona as well this year. She's one of their one of their forwards. So she's, you know, so it should be good. But either way, it's still going to be, I think, a really good class coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Really good class coming out. So, you know, look forward to seeing that on Thursday for all of those who are watching. I know that's like 52 girls coming out. There are quite a few spots to be filled. But, you know, only, you know, everybody won't make it like that.
Right.
But we'll, like I said, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Like, you know, it'll be interesting to see. Also because it's 25th year of the WNBA. So they'll also be having some new uniforms. So they have put out.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter the other day.
Yeah. So they're definitely creative. I guess you try to do a little something, considering what they were. They really look interesting, and it should be a lot of fun to watch everybody with these new uniforms this year. I think that they did a good. I think that they did a good job when I look at all of them. I think they did a really good job making sure that everybody had something, you know, different to look at.
Right.
Yeah.
I still can't believe it's like the 25th season though. Like going on to be the 25th season.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
I mean, wow. Like, you know, shout out to the WNBA for the long standing, but, you know, let's get the pay. We gotta get them some more pay. Yeah. Man.
Well, you know, get more people, people watching, some more people interested. Hopefully we get, just like you have these other players out here trying to buy teams and things like that. Maybe we'll get some more folks in there who will try to buy franchise, you know, organizations and or be a part of.
To do what they're doing, you know, to bring it more to the forefront instead of having them, you know, their games on ESPN2 or ESPN, right. You know, the other ESPN games. And so I'm hoping that they come more to the forefront and, you know, get some more people involved and watching. But I don't know. I think, you know, the world is changing now. And
right.
You know, women are, you know, at the forefront of a lot of things. So hopefully this year is, you know, another change for the WNBA. But I'm looking forward to the season. I like to watch those games.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, so I'm looking forward to that, to the season for that. So
yeah,
let's go WNBA Mystics.
Oh. Yeah, their uniforms are pretty cool too. The Mystics uniforms are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty nice. But yeah, so. But yeah, so like I said, you know, look forward to the the draft on Thursday night, and also looking forward to them starting their season and having those new uniforms to show off for everyone.
Yeah. Like I said, I can't wait to watch.
Yeah, especially because it's exciting NCAA championship with the ladies too, so I'm really happy about that.
So I want to kind of, go into the music portion of the show.
Yeah, sure.
Because earlier this week, we lost a legend, DMX.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, celebrity death don't really hit me. Kobe's was the one that like really, really hit me, and I got the tattoo of it. So that's that. But this one hit me hard. I didn't cry or anything, but just, I've always been a fan of his, and I've always rooted for him. I've never, tore him down because I knew that he had been dealing with, the drugs and the demons and everything like that. So, when they would have him on TV, in his jail, stuff, the mugshots and all, I'm like, why are they always kicking this man while he's down? He's been quite a few times in jail over the years and all this, dealing with drugs, and the man's got 17 children. He's had some issues with them also. He appeared on a Yama Fix My Life. Like, I'll never forget one thing that stood out from that episode was him and his son, and I believe it might have been his oldest son. But him and the son, they had some issues, and DMX told the son, told Iyanla, the next time he'll see me is when I'm in the grave, when I'm 6 feet under. And that I was like, oh no, like, you don't want to do that. Right. Like, let's come on, DMX. Like, let's not do that. Like, please get it together. So I don't know whatever happened with him or the son, if they've spoken, if they haven't. I don't know, how DMX is with his, or was with his kids, except for the younger ones. I know he was, involved in their life with the new, his new fiance or whatever. But man, just he touched so many lives through his music. And I'm so glad that I got to see him back in 2000 at the Cash Money Rough Riders tour, and I'll never forget the energy. Like, he was late coming to the stage, but when he came to the stage, he brought it. Like, that energy in, what was it, MCI Center at the time, excuse me, was everything. Like, it was electric. I mean, I don't think I sat down that one time, because when he came out in, like a jail cell, and was pumping up the crowd with the mic, and he had a prayer, and if anybody knows DMX, that he was a praying man.
Mm-hmm.
He always prayed. Like, he was a child of God. He always prayed on all of his CDs and through everything. He always brought everything back to God, which, again, that kind of, people resonated with him, with that, like, this tough man, he, get at me, dog, he's barking and stuff, but then, you praising the Lord in the next breath.
Right.
So, I thought that was pretty cool, but, it's sad.
Absolutely.
That he had an overdose and a heart attack, and then he was in, a little brain activity and in a vegetative state. And then I guess, they had to make a decision to maybe pull the plug or something. I don't know how, the ending came, but I feel like it was something of that nature. They had to take him off the ventilator or take him off a machine. And then I guess just, let him go from there. But it was so, so sad to hear. But he, definitely his music will live on forever. And it will, you know, he will not be forgotten by any means, because he came in and changed the music game. Like, he helped save Def Jam, so to speak, because yeah. they were going through some stuff, and, you know, he was himself all the time. He never held back. I'm glad they gave him his flowers while he was here during the pandemic, him on Verses with him. And Snoop, they did a Verses together, and, you know, they were just showing each other so much love yeah. and just going through their music and everything. And I ate it all up. I loved it so much. So rest in peace, DMX. We're going to miss you in the flesh, but your music does live on. And shifting, you know, to Verses, they had a Verses last week. With actually on Easter Sunday with the Ashley Brothers and the Earth, Wind & Fire. Now, if you like music,
mm-hmm.
this was the Verses for you, because I don't know how many times we have heard an Ashley Brothers sample, an Earth, Wind & Fire sample, mm-hmm. or maybe it was a set that you didn't know was either one. And you're like, oh, oh, I never heard the original. Man.
Yeah.
Man. It was hosted by Steve Harvey, curated by DJ D Nice, who, you know, props to D Nice, too, for his come up during this pandemic. Because a lot of people weren't checking for D Nice. Nobody really, some people didn't know who D Nice was.
Man, you know? My name is Nice. Are you serious?
He okay, doesn't... exactly, Yolanda. Exactly. Like, you know who D Nice is. Nice. But a lot of people were like, oh, I hadn't heard of him. I said, oh, mm-hmm. my God, are you serious, y'all? Self-destruction? Like, really? My name is D Nice? Really? Boogie Down Productions? Okay, I can go on. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, ah!
He got a whole Ford truck commercial. What do you mean?
Exactly. Right. Mm.
For all y'all new folks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Really. But back to the Ashley Brothers and Earth, Wind & Fire.
Okay. Yeah.
Man. You're talking about catalogs for days. For days. That Verses was, mm-hmm. I think, one of the longest Verses.
I've never really sat through an entire Verses, but I heard, mm-hmm. you know, that for the most part, it's like song after song, you
yeah.
know, one song from one group or person, mm-hmm. and then one song from the other group or person.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let me just interject. This Steve Harvey talked way too long for me. I don't want to know about your childhood, how you grew up, what you did with these songs. This is not part of the verse. It's like, please be quiet. Please be glad.
And I'm glad you said that, because in the beginning I'm like, okay, Steve, can we get on with the music, please? I'm ready to hear the music.
I'm ready to hear the music as well. Okay, thank you. Okay, I just wanted to just put that out there, making sure that I wasn't the only one who was.
Absolutely not. You are not the only one. Yeah, everybody felt Steve Harvey was talking way too much. And I get it. Like, this is his era. This is, you know, he wanted to relive that, but it ain't your time, bro. But, oh my God, just hearing those songs back to back to back to back, man, I was just sitting there like, just singing every song that came on. And I'm like, I'm more of an Earth, Wind & Fire fan, because I listen to them constantly. Like, That's the Way of the World is one of my favorite songs.
Oh, yeah.
And when mm-hmm. I put that on, that's like when I go into creative mode. I don't know what it is, but it just has, like, I did my first, you know, music podcast to Earth, Wind & Fire.
Mm.
You know, the liner notes is still forthcoming for those that don't know. But, you know, I did the liner notes. That was my very first episode. It was with Earth, Wind & Fire, you know, on Earth, Wind & Fire. So.
Right.
I resonated more with them, but I am also an Ashley Brothers fan. I've seen them in concert.
Well, of course.
But I have not seen Earth, Wind & Fire in concert. Crazy. But I've seen the Ashley Brothers in concert, and they put on a good show. But man, just to hear them sing those songs and Ernie Asley got to give Ernie Asley his props, because I didn't realize how much music that he, like how many songs he wrote for the group.
Okay, yeah.
And I learned that, you know, that night. I had no idea. I'm like, oh, okay, and you play the bass. And I think they say that he plays some other instruments too, but he definitely is known, you know, for playing that bass. So he was playing that bass while, you know, Ron Asley was singing. And speaking of Ron Asley, every woman, it seems like, was all over Ron Asley because he had his beard and he got them, you know, Atlanta false teeth now. Everybody, I was like, okay, Grand Zaddy.
Ain't nobody mad. And everybody's looking for him. I'm not even mad. Go ahead, okay. Get him.
I'm like, okay, Grand Zaddy.
I'm not mad at all. Go get him.
Ronald Asley is not checking for none of y'all. That man is married.
Yes. Probably again, like the third or fourth time, but yeah, for real.
Man, he is married to a, I don't even know how old she is now, maybe 40-something.
She's 44.
40, wow.
I think they've been married for a while. I think she sing back up for him or something.
Yeah, she did, because when I saw him in concert, she was singing back up for him, and I think that's when they made it, like, started dating or something.
Mm-hmm.
She was a part of a group called JS, her and her sister, that had a song called Ice Cream. Little known fact.
Yeah, Ice Cream. Who knows that?
Okay. And then Philip Bailey was married to her sister.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So they, you know, they were in-laws for some time, but Philip Bailey is no longer married to her.
Yeah.
But, you know, here we go. Little known fact.
Yeah,
but man, that versus was everything. That versus
It really was. No, seriously, it honestly was. I really enjoyed that. I mean, like I said, the songs just song after song, you knew the word. Like I said, I have to admit, you know, people just don't understand. You know, when you know the words or the songs, I was almost mad when they cut songs off. You gotta play some more. It was
yes. But what I'm glad, I'm happy that, you know, they were able, because, you know, obviously you can't play the whole song, but I'm glad that they ended up getting that cleared, and they ended up playing, you know, the full songs of all of these songs. So, you know, that was good. And since the beginning, because in the beginning I'm like, oh man, they playing my jam, but then you got to cut it to 90 seconds. I can't enjoy it that way.
Yeah, I agree.
It was everything. Ooh. And so much more. So I'm glad that they did that. I hope the youngins that were in the chat, or, you know, in Instagram or on Triller or whatever, wherever they were watching or wherever you've watched the replay, I hope that you learn something from this. This is what we call timeless music.
Mm-hmm.
Longevity in the industry. These men are, you know, 70, 80 years old, and they don't have to make no more music. You do not have to make any more music, because why? First of all, y'all youngins are sampling. You're sampling their songs. Second of all, every time that, you know, they get played, they get a royalty check, because they, you know, were smart and, you know, had handled their business. And then their music is just, it's timeless. It's timeless. You can put it on today and it still sounds fresh, like it was made back in the 70s or the 80s where it came out.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it does. I mean, like I said, timeless classics. Like, you know, it's one for everything that you're going through, a feeling. They got, it's a song between those two, or one or the other, for real.
They
got something that covers every mood.
Mm-hmm. And the songs are long. They like 7 or 8 minutes long.
Y'all don't even know.
Oh, man, it was, yeah, that was such a good verses. And
yeah,
I'm looking forward looking forward to the next one. It's Red Man and Method Man, and guess when it is? 4/20. Go figure.
Who would have thought that, right?
Exactly. Paul Pierce, are you going to be there?
You know what? Don't do that.
I'm just saying, Paul Pierce, where are you? Paging Paul Pierce.
Don't
That's
worry.
Verses for you.
He's available. Trust me.
Okay, he is. For sure. But man, so Masked Singer, y'all know that we talk about the Masked Singer on this show because that is me and Yo's show. We
it love is, it. Is.
And since we haven't really talked about it this season, we haven't talked about this season yet, but Nick Cannon has been on the first three Niecy Nash has been on the first three episodes because Nick has been sick or had coronavirus or something. He has been out, He's been out and Niecy Nash has been taking over for him, with the hosting gig and such. So, she's been doing a really good job, though, with hosting. So, I ain't mad at that at all. But this season has been such a... It's been hard. It's been really, really hard this season because we don't know. Usually off the break, I'm like, I know who this is. I know who this is. But this season, no, I don't know who any of these people are because either I've lost my mojo. And I don't know, they're just that good. And I just feel like they are really just that good. But, you know, so far on the show, they've had a snail, which turned out to be Kermit the Frog.
Wait a minute, excuse me?
Uh-huh, yes, you heard right. Kermit the Frog. They had him as a snail.
How did that? So folks, I haven't been watching this season. So now I'm going to have to go and watch this because I don't understand how that even worked.
I don't know how it worked.
A costume inside of a costume. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how that worked. It was, he just popped out of the... The snail had a hat on and Niecy Nash took the hat off and, Kermit popped out and was talking. Like, I don't know if somebody was sitting inside the costume. I mean, it was a big enough snail, but I just feel like it wasn't big enough for a human, but maybe it was. I don't know how they did that, but yeah, it was Kermit the Frog. I just couldn't believe that.
Okay, now I'm going to be prompted to watch that episode at least.
Yeah, you can catch them on YouTube, because that's what I do to look at clues. Yeah,
that's what I'm going to do, trust me, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. So we had a Phoenix, which was Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh.
Yeah, and somebody guessed it, and I was like, I don't think that's no Caitlyn Jenner. And turns out that was Caitlyn Jenner. I keep wanting to call Caitlyn Bruce, and I don't know why. I'm not trying to be ignorant, but I just do.
You are so stupid.
that was Caitlyn Jenner. It was the Phoenix. The raccoon. They had a raccoon. That was Danny Trejo, the actor.
Oh my gosh, I love him.
Yeah, he was so funny. So funny. And they had a grandpa monster. We've had the monster, we've had Miss Monster, and then we had a grandpa monster. And Logan Paul Logan Paul.
Oh, really? Well, okay, yeah.
And you know, somebody guessed. Somebody, I think it might have been Nicole, who guessed that it might have been Jake Paul. So when he took the his costume off, the helmet off, it was Logan. And he's like, okay. Really? You really, Jake? Really? It was funny. And then they had like these wild cards this season. So, you know, they throw a damper in and add some wild card. So they had a wild card this past week, which was a bulldog. And the bulldog was none other than Nick Cannon himself.
So wait a minute. So you're not hosting, but you're the bulldog? Is that why you're not hosting for a couple of weeks?
So he had just appeared. He just appeared last week, and Niecy Nash had put a ranch in things. It's like, I'm gonna send home somebody. The votes don't count this week, and I'm sending the bulldog home. I guess it was a.
I'm like a little.
This is Niecy Nash's last week, so we're gonna let Nick reveal himself and come on back to host. We still have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So it's still eight costumes left. So you have Piglet, you have Crab, Chameleon, Black Swan, Seashell, the Russian Dolls, which I think is like three of them.
Oh.
Yeah, we haven't seen them in a few weeks. And then a Robopine and an Orca, which was also a wild card. So it's, like I said, it's good. And Piglet. Okay. So let me give you a little bit of rundown. Piglet,
okay.
I don't know who Piglet is, and I wanted to ask you, because you are a Green Bay Packers fan all day through and through, Piglet is, there was a lot of football references. It was a lot of football references one week, and he had on the board that he ran, I don't know if he, it said ran 3,955 or 958 yards, and it said in a game. I don't know if that was in one game, that was like, I don't know what it was, but they're wearing green and yellow. So I'm like, is this a Green Bay Packer?
Is this 3,900? Wait a minute, 3,900 and how many yards?
3,958 or something like that. It said in game. Now, I don't know if, whatever it was to throw us off. I don't know, but I keep going back and looking at that clue, and I'm like, is this, I don't know. My mind has me thinking that this is, this is a running back. I don't know. But I'm like a running back for the Green Bay Packers. But who could it be?
Wait a minute. We're not talking about 3,000. We're talking about 3,000 yards? Over 3,000 yards? Maybe I'm mishearing it.
Guys, now, I was a little confused because I didn't know if it was in a game. I'm like, ain't no way you running 3,000 yards in a single game.
Right.
That's not what I'm saying? Like, that's just not happening. So, I don't know. I don't know what that number was. But I don't know. I don't know. And it might not even be anybody for the Green Bay Packers, because.
Right. It could be a college team that's.
Yeah.
It could be a college team. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just, like I said, when I saw the football references and I was looking at, the outfit, I'm like, oh, he has on green and yellow. That is, I said, that's a Packer. Aaron Rodgers, is that you?
Oh, you better stop. You bleeding on that much.
But, I knew it wasn't Aaron Rodgers because he don't have time, because he's out here doing Jeopardy.
You better get trolled on Jeopardy. You better stop, girl. Let's not talk about that. That was hilarious too. I mean, that was funny. It was funny.
Oh my god! I'm like, oh, how's this man going to end the field goal?
About the field goal. Why didn't you kick? Why didn't? I was like, damn. I say, I guess I lose points too. I want to know because it's the only time you're gonna get them. It's the only time you're gonna get them.
Exactly. So like, what's the other time you get that?
Go ahead and shoot your shot. You don't know. Well, I almost couldn't blame him. Yeah, let me try my hand.
Right.
Try my hand.
That was too funny. That was too funny, man. But yeah, so I don't know who Piglet is.
Okay.
And again, I don't know if they're a Green Bay Packer, but you know, nonetheless. So then you have Crab, and I know who Crab is for sure, but I don't want to say, but I want you to watch and see if you can pick that up.
Okay.
Because by the clues and by the voice, and if you are a fan, if you are a huge fan of the group, it's like it's a dead giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say. And then Chameleon, I think I know who that one is too. I thought it was a basketball player at first, but it's not. Like the clues that I saw with like the ninja or like the martial arts and stuff, I know who that is. Mm-hmm. Black Swan has a very nice voice, but I, for the life of me, can't figure out who that is. I have no idea, but she has a very, very nice voice. Seashell, I think I know who she is.
Mm-hmm.
But again, when you get a chance, I want you to look at the clues and stuff on YouTube and see if you can figure it out. The Russian Dolls, I don't know. They have me stumped because when they first started singing, it was one doll. And then, you know, they moved and then, oh, there was another one. So it was two for 1 week. And then when they came back the next week, it was three of them. So I don't know who they are. I don't know who the rest of the people are, the Robopine or the Orca. I don't know who they are. I have no clue at all, but it's safe to say that this is one of the best seasons so far of the Masked Singer.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna
So, when you get a chance, just watch some things on YouTube. Okay. And
yeah, I'm gonna keep with that because this does sound like an interesting season.
It's a very interesting season. Very interesting. But, you know, I really, really want to know who Piglet is. I'm very curious to know. Very curious.
Okay, so let me check it out then.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. That is the Masked Singer thus far. We'll be back next week to discuss, and you know who knows what else will happen during the week.
You know, because it's
never another ending week of information. Never ending of information, but this is the end of our show, guys, and we've had a good time as always. You know, we give you a little bit of sports, give you a little music, a little entertainment, and lots of laughs, as always.
Oh, it's getting crazy out here. It's getting crazy.
It is. It's definitely getting crazy up out here, out in these streets.
Mm-hmm.
So, any final words or anything before we go, Yolanda?
Okay, well, let's see. Well, aside from the usual watch something good, you know, everybody, they're making it available everywhere. Everybody's available now to get the COVID vaccine. Please go out and get it. I have now been, well, I got my second shot. So a couple weeks from now, I should be what they consider to be fully vaccinated. So yeah, you know, go out there, people. The numbers are getting a little high out there because, of course, people, you know, they're opening things up. I think they should have waited, me personally, to open things up after they opened up vaccination for everyone. Mm-hmm. But of course, you know, things are like that. But either way, get vaccinated, not for you, for everybody around you. You know, be safe out there still. It's not over yet. Just don't forget that, you know, you have to wash your hands, social distance, wear a mask. Still very important. Very important. But, you know, the weather's changing. Things are looking nice. You know, get outside a little bit. Yeah, that's about it. Yeah. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. I agree with everything Yolanda said. You know, mm-hmm. get vaccinated if you want to get vaccinated. Still, if you choose not to, that's on you. Still be safe. Social distance. Wash your hands. With soap and water, sanitize, all of that. You know, the weather is getting nice. Go outside, enjoy yourselves. Try something new. Yeah, make a new drink, you know, make a new food dish, or, you know, try your hand at something new. Who knows? But, you know, the sky is the limit, and there are endless possibilities, and as long as you are breathing, it's never too late for anything. I have to quote Missy on that because she gives these great quotes all the time, and I'm just like, oh, you're speaking to me. You're speaking to my soul. Thank you. But, yeah, so y'all have a great week. Be safe and all of that good stuff, and we will come back at you next week. See ya.
See you.